Are you sure you want to stay here? It looks creepy.
But Savannah, this is the House of Mystery. Let's see, the brochure says true crime, conspiracy, alternate history, all rooms right here in the house.
I don't know, which room is ours?
Yes, this may be our room. Oh, well, sorry, ma'am. Obviously, this is not our room.
Oh, here's our room. True crime.
You've now entered the House of Mystery on KKNW 1150 AM, Seattle. The best in true crime, conspiracy, and history with Al Warren and Kev Thompson.
Okay, and joining us now is Joe Usinski, our Miami guy, and he's going to tell us the conspiracy countdown of the week. So what have we got today, Joe?
Well, great to be with you again, and our countdown takes us around the world and outside of the world a little bit. But before I get to our top three, our bonus runner-up is a pretty good one, and it is the idea that Nazis created Minions, so that the cartoon series The Minions,
right,
is actually designed by Nazis to put Nazi ideas into the public and make them ready for an eventual Nazi takeover.
Okay. How do we know that?
Because there are certain clues in The Minions, if you watch them closely, that sort of harken back to Nazi symbolism. I'm not convinced of this particular conspiracy theory myself. But I will say this. There are a lot of conspiracy theories that suggest that there's sort of pre-programming going on, that you have Hollywood elite putting in secret messages into the movies that are designed to pre-program people to an eventual, sometimes it's a communist or a totalitarian takeover. And perhaps that symbolism is placating them, getting them ready, softening their minds, so that when the takeover does occur, people will be ready to accept it rather than fight back. So this may be part of that.
Wow, great. I'll be ready. Now I know. Are they, do they play a Taylor Swift song in there too? Or?
Well, as we did discuss a couple weeks ago, there is a discussion about whether Taylor Swift has some sort of Nazi ties or not. The evidence for that is particularly light, but some people have found reasons to believe that that's the case.
Wow. That's great, I guess. So what's the number three?
Okay, so our number three harkens back to the JFK assassination, and because of the release of the JFK papers combined with the 54th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy, Kennedy conspiracy theories have been rather prominent lately. So it's coming in at number three this week, but with a very specific twist, and this is that the true murderer was not Lee Harvey Oswald, but instead President Kennedy's wife, Jacqueline. And what some conspiracy theorists suggest is that she had some sort of metal object in her hand, and that may have been a gun which delivered the kill shot and shot President Kennedy in the neck.
But wouldn't we have seen that in the film?
Well, that's exactly what they're saying, is that they suggest that there are some frames and some photos that show something that looks metallic in the hand. And what they're thinking is she did something very quickly that was barely picked up, but you could see it just a little bit, and she may be the culprit. And what they're saying is she may have been hired by the CIA to pull off their dirty work.
Wow. I don't know why she would want to kill him, but I guess.
Well, I if you watch the documentaries on his extracurricular behavior, there could be good reasons for her to want to do so.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. You know, but that seems to be a dramatic way to do it. Why not just poison
her? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you have divorce available, so shooting him in the middle of a parade seems very dramatic.
Plus, you could get caught. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like she's a skilled armsman and she does that sort of stuff all the time. Why not just put arsenic in his coffee?
Yeah, it seems much easier, right?
Yeah, and plus it's a lot neater, and it's not like they're going to have you on film. I mean, I don't know. Hey, it's all good. Okay.
So, moving on to our number two, this one's a little more lighthearted and gets us into the holiday season. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, spokeswoman for President Trump, tweeted out a picture of a holiday pie and said, look at this pie that she baked for the holiday season. And journalists quickly jumped on the picture of the pie and said that the pie was a fake, and that she must have taken that picture from some other website and didn't actually bake the pie herself. She has since denied this conspiracy theory and claimed that she did actually bake the pie herself, and that is in fact a real picture of the pie. Now, I've examined the pie picture rather closely. And what I can say is that unlike stock photos of pies that you can find on the internet, this pie picture has crumbs next to it, which you would never find in a stock pie photo.
Right.
So that leads me to believe that she actually did bake the pie. And if she didn't, she went through pretty great lengths to fake baking the pie.
And they would worry about her faking it because...
Well, there are certain people, and if you read the comments on Twitter, they're so, you know, jaded by the Trump administration, and they believe that she continually lies for the president, that when she puts out a picture of a pie, they can't put that aside. They see that as part of a Trump conspiracy as well. But even if it is, I think the stakes are particularly low in the pie-baking gate conspiracy.
Pie Gate. That's the next one.
So 2 years ago we had Pizzagate, and now we have Pie Gate. So.
Well, that'd be interesting. It gives the Senate something to do.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's the big one this week?
So the big one this week shoots us into outer space yet again, and we have sort of a conglomeration of different theories. And I want to put them together because they all sort of speak to the same thing. And one is an alien presence. So some of these conspiracy theories making their way around the internet this week have to do with a secret alien base being found either in Australia or underneath London. Also, there is footage that is purported to show from NASA either alien buildings on Mercury or aliens on the moon, or aliens circling the planet during a space shuttle launch. So we have a few different theories this week, but what they're saying is that after analyzing some NASA footage and finding new data, that they have conclusive proof of these aliens, some of which are just visiting, some of which are in orbit around the planet, and some of which are hiding underneath the ground. So that's our number one for the week.
Wow, they're busy. So the aliens, but if the world's flat, how are they doing that?
Well, I guess you could dig a hole. I mean, I don't think the flat Earth precludes, you know, hiding, you know, underneath the ground. So flat Earth says that the Earth is flat. It doesn't necessarily say how thin it is. So I imagine you could have alien bases underneath. But perhaps the hollow Earth people would be you know, less giving to the flat Earth theory in
so
that
now,
respect.
What are these aliens doing underneath? Like, what are they doing? Just
is so there... that's not entirely clear right now, and I hope that someone goes and investigates, and perhaps an interview or a video would shed some light on these underground bases. I mean, it does make sense if they have a base in London. I mean, given that London or that the UK colonized, you know, and has a long history with Australia, that would make sense that they would have a branch office in Australia too. And if that's the case, I can only imagine that the aliens should also have branch offices in the colonies as well here in the States.
Well, I hope so. We need the service too.
More is better when it comes to aliens, I think. So.
Yeah, well, I guess they're really in control, so we don't need to worry. Oh, well, Joe, thanks very much.
Well, thank you. And I will be back hopefully next week with our next top three.
To find out more about our show, guests, or listen to a previous show, visit our website at www.somethingweirdmedia.com.
The mission has been completed.
The end!
By George, he's got it! It is the end!
I'll see you.
If you're lying to me, I'll be back.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.